Welcome back to Vaginas of Color. I'm Jasmine.
I am Kyle.
And we're back just like your favorite monthly ritual. And as always, we are here to open up the conversation about vaginas, periods, menstruation, and more. We are empowering you to ask questions, to know your body, and to feel comfortable with your cycle. So to kick things off, we have our quick, super duper fun segment, Life as a Woman. So Kyle, go ahead and tell the people what it is this week.
Yes, Life as a Woman is about existing in the world on the first day of your period. Like, literally. I can just recall so many times. I think one of the, like, most intense moments of my life was, okay, I was National Panhellenic Council president in undergrad, and that means, like, I'm, like, running all of our delegate meetings, and I started my period, and I think this was, like, our step show was coming up, and it was, like, so imperative that I were there, and it's, I told this story in our last podcast about the tips about like beating on your belly.
Yes.
And that I like had that worked for me. It was actually funny. One of my licensees texted me. She's like, "You did not tell your listeners you do that." And I was like, I said it as a disclaimer, but like I remember like having to do that day because like it didn't really matter that I was in my period. It didn't really matter that that was this like real thing and like I didn't feel good. I had to like show up as, I mean, sure. I mean, like I could have been like, I can't, whatever, but like that was like my responsibility, and like because I'm a woman, I was on my period, like that was like this real thing, but also like I have this life outside of my period, and even today, technically my period started last night, but when my period starts at night, I count the next day as the first day of my period because I still cramp, opposed to like if my period just starts in the daytime, I count that as my first day because I cramped, but I didn't cramp at night, so the cramps came the next day, so I always count that the first day. And it wasn't bad. I didn't go to work till 12, so I was able to, like, have my heating pad on for most of the day. I was able to smoke, but the thing is, I was, like, in coat check today, and it's a lot of sitting, so it's just, like, that's the huge thing about the first day of my period. I need to be up and moving. It's like, I don't know, it's just like uncomfortable more than anything. And that's the thing about my period. It's not that it's this like terrible, ridiculous thing and I can't like exist or like be productive, but it's very uncomfortable. Like I was like going to the bathroom to make sure, cause I don't want to like leak on the chair. Like all these things all of a sudden I have to worry about. And I just think about like the men in my life who like don't have to think about stuff like that.
I think that's real. It's funny because I know even before we started recording this, we were talking about sort of just like our opinions on this. And I feel that it's really political just because I have evolved a lot. I know when I first started thinking about this, at first it was like, oh, absolutely. Every woman needs to have like, you know, maybe at least 3 days off, or for women, period. It probably should just be like 3 medical days a month in addition
so
to
crazy,
men.
Because I've literally never even heard that as a conversation, as anything.
I think it's been
think that
going
that's
around
so,
for a while.
That's so interesting. 3 medical, that sounds good. Sign me up.
Yeah. Cause I mean,
where's the petition?
I know. I can't remember which one of the hosts it is, but Food Heaven Made Easy. I love them for so many years. And one, I think, I can't remember who it is. I'm not even going to guess. But one of the hosts, she was saying like, you know, her period is super serious, and it's like she needs, like, I mean, she's like using all her sick days, like, you know, each month, just because like her period is that intense.
But that's valid. People
it is.
Live that life, and like
it
I always
is.
Be like, praise Allah that like literally like just my first day.
Yeah.
And like if I survive that, like I'm good to go. But my first day is intense. But people like their whole cycle is like a thing.
Yeah. No, you're absolutely. I think like for me, I'm the same way. Like my first day is really intense, and then like from there kind of dwindles. I will still feel cramps and everything like days following.
It's just uncomfortable because you don't want to leak. Like
exactly.
It's always this thing.
Right.
I should check my
You got to think if it comes like for me, I know like we're going to get into this a little bit later, but like my period can actually often be a surprise. So like if it is a surprise, then like you have to go out and now you're spending more money on, you know, menstrual products and having to do all of that. So I don't know. I think it's definitely something that we would even love to hear your input
on. It's a thing. You've had to do something the first day of your period, or if your whole cycle is crazy during your period, that is just like, yo, like this thing is happening to me. I did not ask for this to come. Like this thing is happening and I still have to show up and be responsible and be present. And it's just like this thing that I think about sometimes. I even especially like when I'm in love with a man, like whenever my period rolls around, it's always like, you don't gotta deal with nothing like
yo, this. Yeah, you no, your significant other always like gets this. That, yes.
You, like, I've been doing this, and you literally ain't never done this.
Yeah, but, and the crazy part is, like, neither of us have ever had to, like, birth a child. So, like, mm-hmm. my other part, too, is, like, I think the second part of this conversation is then, like, work that women have to do in order to keep, you know, like, population and everything else, like, up and going. It is pretty crazy. Whoa. Like, and it's not valued. So, like, you know, for a woman to have a baby, or for, like, a surrogate surrogate, you know, to get pregnant and have a baby for somebody and to carry this baby, like, they're not compensated in a way that's reflective of, like, how much work and, like, you know, physical labor goes into it. And when you really think about it, like, if you choose to have children, or if you get pregnant, if you get got, you know, like, it is gonna be, it's like you've been training for 2 decades.
That's gross to me.
So it's wild.
Yikes. I saw this is, we're probably moving on now, but I saw people on Twitter, like, I know, birth is so crazy. I've been tasked with this. I literally was born. All of a sudden, if I fall in love with a man, I'm the one that got had a kid.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
We'll talk about it in another episode. Because quite frankly, like, just looking at my spouse, oh my, like, I God. Always say, like, if we had the opportunity to vote on it, I would always. But I think he also would vote for himself to carry the baby.
Wow.
Just because, like, his bounce back, his, like, you know, snatch back, everything, right. like, experience would be so much easier than mine would, but
wow, that's crazy.
Content for another day. Right, so right.
But that's
right
life
along.
As a woman.
It is.
It's the first day of my period, and actually, like, I'm my last two cycles. I feel like my first day has been, like, heavy, but, like, my cramps have been low. But also, it's because like I've been having, like, push through. There's a difference when I can, like, lay around all day on my first cycle, first day of my cycle, opposed to, like, if I got, like, get up and, like, whatever,
go do things.
But yes, my cramps have been really bad. But me and my heated pad be besties.
Gotcha.
Yes, and today we're talking all about menstrual cups.
We are. So, yeah, if you have any other ideas about, you know, like, your first day on your period, should you have the day off? Should it be a mandate?
I think so. Is that a conversation? So we can start a petition and it can happen?
I mean, maybe not in America, because we have other fish to fry.
I hate to say it, but is this what the white feminists be talking about in their pussy hats?
You know, I think so.
Ah! Tell me more.
We're joining the conversation. So, yeah, Jen.
Really? I've literally never even heard, because even, like, for you to be like, it's political. Like, I'm literally just talking about the fact that, like,
girl, yeah.
This is my life.
Think about, like, presidential candidates. Like, you know, it's like a woman can't be president because once a month she's going to be. That's a real
People
thing.
People say that?
Do your Googles, ladies. Do your
Googles. Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah.
So we're just broadening the conversation.
I'm pour my blood on the office now.
And you can with the Diva Cook.
Right.
So we're actually going to get into that real quick. But this month we have an exciting episode for you. So as you know, we're always down to find new ways to make your period easier, more green, more holistic, yada, yada, yada. And for this edition, we're going to be talking all about the cup.
Yay. I'm excited because this was my introduction to not tampon and pads. But I had to be using pads in college, so not tampons.
Okay.
So the Diva Cook.
You didn't use pads in college.
No. Okay. Well, like, so I learned how to use a tampon my
episode one
fall semester.
Okay.
Year.
So literally, like, off the bat. Yeah. Got it. Alrighty. So yeah. If y'all want to hear more about that, definitely check out episode one. But right now we're going to dive right into the history of cups. So for those of you who might not be familiar with a menstrual cup, it's different from a tampon or a pad, like Kyle was saying, because instead of absorbing, it's collecting. So very nice. Fun facts about the menstrual cup was that the first designs were actually by men. So, you know, prior to, I guess, what, 1900, like, men did a lot of things. And
I'm so interested. What made them
women
be in the lab
out.
One day and be like, let's see how we can... We're, right, because, whoa, were tampons and pads invented? Was that a first?
Yeah, so those okay. were, I think those all came... Okay. Like, the menstrual cup was... It's really fascinating for those of you who care. Like, the menstrual cup, I would say before Thinx, like, y'all know we stand for Thinx, but, like, the Thinx was, like, the latest menstrual invention other than the cup. And the cup was literally, like, over 60 years ago. However, it's had a lot of makeovers and redos and, like, different materials and everything to make it. But the first cup, like, so cups as we know them now, if you don't know what we're talking about, I would strongly encourage you to just, like, go ahead and, like, you know, do a quick Google or, I don't know, IG
menstruation
search.
Cups.
Yeah,
see, I'm going to do it and see what happens because I'm certain everything comes up. My fingers wet.
Yeah. But yeah, so the first cup came about in 1937. And so just like women today, the fun or I guess just sort of interesting thing was like things haven't changed much. We've always been skeptical.
Right away it pops up. So just Google that if you are lost.
Got it.
I think everyone is pretty hip in 2019, but maybe not.
Some people literally, I feel like I have a couple friends who are like, girl, what's that? What are you talking about? So I don't know. If you don't know, maybe you're like, maybe the aunties don't know. Okay. I don't know. If we have any aunties, y'all correct us. But yeah, so like, but as of today, I think like, you know, women, even back in 1937, they just weren't sure how to use them. They didn't know where they went. They didn't know how to, like, insert them.
Especially a man invented it. It's like, what
they do. And on top of that, they used to involve belts. Like, it was, like, a belt and, like,
I can only imagine.
Yeah, it's a whole saddle. Like, something Megan Thee Stallion would wear, maybe, but, you know, with, like, the cut. I don't know.
Help me.
So, that was that. But we'll just fast forward a quick, I don't know, what, 60 years. And today, with...
Well, 2001.
So we're fast forwarding from 1937 to 2001. You know, menstrual cups started becoming made with like medical grade silicone. There's so many different cups, but I will say like in 2001, that's sort of like when Diva Cup, I feel like so many of us know Diva Cup. I think it's kind of because like she was one of the first to sort of get behind redesign with her daughter nonetheless. But Diva Cup hit the market in like 2001. I believe like Lunette Cup, that was sort of like in 2005.
Okay.
And everyone else I think kind of trickles in like after that. So turn of the century is when we get new cups.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
And you discovered them in
2014.
That's so crazy. Yeah. What a cat.
I honestly, and you actually bring up a great point. I had literally never even heard of what a menstrual cup was until like the year of our Lord, 2014. I was actually a senior in college and I was working at Lush, and one of my coworkers was saying that she threw away all her tampons, and I was like, girl, what? And she started like talking about this amazing invention. She was saying like the Diva Cup, she bought it, she didn't have any more tampons, she was so carefree. I basically ran to the store and got one. I think I got it at Target. Okay. Where did you get your
Target?
Okay, Target. So yeah, Target definitely has them, which is great. They have a whole like section now.
Right.
It's more than just a Diva Cup. Now you can also get the Salt Cup. I haven't tried that yet. And I think even maybe the Flex Cup.
I think they have some Flex, yeah.
So they have like multiple different ones. There's also like the menstrual discs. So those you can wear during
sex. How do they work?
I don't know. We're going to try them out.
Okay, we really should just try these things.
Yes.
And then, like, right, especially if you put your things on with them, like, there's no...
Yeah, you have a backup. You
can't even be scared, right?
Exactly. But, yeah, so I got mine at Target, and my very first experience... Like, also just to give y'all, like, a quick overview of what my period looks like, it's irregular. So, this is just a quick plug, check your periods. Mine's anywhere from 3 to 5 days, and it's super heavy. So, I was really excited at the thought of a cup, because I think I was probably going through, like, a box of super tampons. Wow. Like, every cycle.
Wow.
And sometimes, and like, the other super upsetting part would be, you might not even use the tampon. You might put it up there, but no blood might collect. The exciting part about a cup was that I can just, like, wash it off, and there's, like, no harm, no foul. Exactly. I haven't lost
not
any money.
Right.
Exactly.
Then it's so interesting when I hear you talk, because I was talking to someone today about my period, and I was like, I guess I have a light flow, because that's never been...
You definitely
Because I don't feel like... Because it's my flow, and, like, it feels, like, a lot to me, but then, like, I talk to you, and I'm like...
Some of us are out here torrential downpouring.
Right. And I'm like, dang, because I feel like I'd be producing, I mean, like, half a Diva Cup, like...
Okay.
Or it's my blood. But that's why it's so important to talk about your cycle, because I've been living my whole life like, oh, like my flow. But like literally now I like had this conversation with someone. I was like, I believe my flow is light, because I was talking to them about the Diva Cup. I was like, I can wear it for like 16 hours for real. But I was like, but I think my flow is light.
Yeah. I would definitely categorize yours as light, just because like you can even wear swimsuit bottoms. That would be unheard of.
On like my third, fourth or fifth day, like sometimes if my things ain't clean or my Diva Cup not, I definitely will put on some swimsuit bottoms.
Right.
Or black panties. I'd be on that. Like that's more like fourth, fifth day black panties.
Okay. So like once you're just like just worried about spotting.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, so the Diva Cup, like, honestly, it holds about 30 milliliters of liquid, and I haven't ever been able to fill it up, but like I said, I do sort of subscribe to that heavy flow. I've gotten very close. I haven't actually filled it, and, like, it's actually a huge sense of pride when you're like, oh my gosh, I almost filled it.
No, because I'm like, I want to take it out. I'm like, I had this bitch in for way too long, if we're being honest, and it is not full. I'm like, I'm so, and that's what made me be like, I was not, I think I would buy like the, I don't even remember tampons no more, 36 oh, wow. box perhaps. Yeah. But I remember like, I just had a thing, I would always want to change it if I went to the bathroom. Mm.
True.
So I was like using so many, and then when I see how little blood was in my Diva cup, I'm like, I'm so mad at how many tampons I was wasting mm-hmm. because I'm not producing that much fucking blood.
Right. So there's that. And then, Kyle, like, do you want to tell us a little bit, like, what your first cycle with the Diva Cup was
okay.
like?
Okay, so again, I think first episode, if you go back, I got a Diva Cup from Target because I went on a date, was at the guy's house, and used my last tampon, woke up the next morning, had to use tissue, ran to Target, brought a Diva Cup, and somehow, maybe, I don't know, maybe I read the instructions, but I was good. My first, like, first, second, third even cycle, I was mm-hmm. great. And then all of a sudden, like, my fourth one, I changed the method in which I was putting it in, but I, like, kept leaking through, and I was like, what the fuck? So I watched some YouTube videos, and that really helped, but what happened is, that's the same time I got Think, so I kind of, like, got away from it. But then that got me to, like, recently I've been wearing my Diva Cup again, and the trick for me is to put it in the shower when I'm, like, only same. Halfway yep. through showering.
I hear you.
To make sure that, like, it's not gonna leak.
I think you bring up a really good point, mm-hmm. too, in terms of once it's wet, mm-hmm. it can be a lot easier mm-hmm. to insert. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't even imagine just, like, not being in the shower. Something mm-hmm. about it just helps so much, the shower.
And then it's funny because, again, like, for me, mm-hmm. that's actually what I do. So sometimes I will be out of the shower. The very first time I put it in, I wasn't in the shower. Mm-hmm. And my first experience with my cup was actually not great. I straight up thought my vagina was crooked. Because I had cut the stem, so...
Right, and why'd you do that? You always talk about that, yeah. And I don't know why.
I think it's because I was a little intimidated. Mm-hmm. I think this is maybe something a lot of people can also relate to. I was looking at this cup, and I was like, this thing is too big. Mm-hmm. Like, and I also was like, I put it in once, and then I was like, oh, a lot of it is hanging out. Like, I don't mm-hmm. need that much. Let me just go ahead and trim it. And having... I think I'm on my third Diva Cup. After having my third one, I won't ever cut the stem again.
Yeah, I literally didn't.
And the thing, what I realized, my vagina wasn't crooked. It was just that stem kept poking me mm-hmm. until, like, no end. I mean, it was actually causing, like, harm
ow!
At that point. Yeah, exactly.
Because you cut it crooked or literally you just
no, I just to cut because it. I didn't need to cut it. So yeah. I cut it when I didn't need to.
Do they suggest cutting? That's the
it's
thing?
For comfort. So it's totally mm-hmm. one of those things. I would say if you can walk around and if you're feeling it, yeah, absolutely, maybe. Like, by all means, go ahead and cut it. But if you don't feel it, I would just go ahead and leave the stem as is. Other than that, like, my other tips are just trying to, like, it's not the same as putting it in as a tampon. So it's not gonna, the insertion's not the same as a tampon. I feel like when you're putting in tampons, it kind of goes at an angle. Mm-hmm. I kind of go more straight back when I'm putting in my cup. And also, yeah, just keeping the stem. So,
and you had never watched no YouTube videos?
I never watched, yeah, that's your big tip. I never watched YouTube
videos.
Yeah,
and of course, they were all white women. And they use wine glasses as like
a wait a minute,
like, show like your vagina canal, I suppose. Like, that was like a thing. Like, they use a wine glass and insert the Diva Cup into there.
So, I gotta go check out these videos.
Or like a champagne flute, I suppose.
Okay, yeah.
But yeah, I had to because. I don't know, I had it right, and then all of a sudden I didn't, and, like, I was leaking, and I was like, what the fuck, I want to use my Diva Cup, but I just yeah. couldn't get it right, and then I started doing it in the shower, and that helped so much, because I know right away if it's leaking or not, opposed to, like, if I, like, put it on, like, put my panties on, put my clothes on, my day has started, and all mm-hmm. of a sudden I'm like, oh, shit, I didn't put it right. Yeah. But Jazz is saying, like, she doesn't get the error, like, she doesn't
understand
how that happens. I actually
don't. So Kyla had this conversation before we started recording, and my mind can't wrap around mm-hmm. it. I don't know.
And it happened why. Even for me. It's been, like, at least 2 years.
Maybe you have a narrow set vagina.
Right, and maybe, right, we need to talk to our good friend about it, because she... Yeah. gave up completely on it because she couldn't get it right. So we need to figure out what she was doing wrong. But it happens to me, like, I have perfect days and some days completely fucked up. Mm-hmm. But doing it in a shower helps troubleshoot that. But there's sometimes I'm inserting it like 4 times in the shower and I'm getting mad. Yes.
I would say, so my troubleshooting tips are just like after trial and error. So every cup has a fit. So typically there's 2 fits. There's mm-hmm. usually one for women who haven't had kids. Mm-hmm. I would also add in, like, with that, maybe women who, like, if you have sex and it's kind of painful, like, mm-hmm. when you're being penetrated,
mm-hmm.
when you're, like, having the penis go inside of you, or, I don't know, every y'all using. But like, you know, if that's going inside of you and it hurts, you probably need that first size. Mm. And then there's also a second one then if you have had kids, if you had a vaginal birth, if like, you know, sex is like super easy, breezy, and fun for you, like that one's going to feel really comfortable. But I would also say there's like different types of softness. So like the Diva cup is pretty hard. I will say like, after having like used a couple of different cups, that one can be not quite as flexible. Still ride or die for my girl Diva. But you know, like if you're one of those women who's like, I've heard things, I don't know, do your Googles, talk to your gyno, talk to your girlfriends. And I think there are other cups that will also fit because like I have the Intimina cup. I really like how like cute and sexy and collapsible she is.
It is cute.
She's super cute.
And
you don't even know
it inserted the same way as the Diva cup?
It is.
Okay.
But I will say, like, the thing that I like about that, too, is it's a lot softer.
Okay.
And I do think it's a little bit smaller. So, like, reading the manufacturer instructions, they said that's for, like, anyone with, like, a light to medium flow.
You don't think it would carry as much as
exactly.
Your
Yeah. So, if you know your flow, you can kind of find the right cup from you just based off of that.
The Diva cup is literally, like, what's the plastic they use? It's like it looks
medical
like
medical grade,
right? So. It doesn't look like this dainty little thing. It's
no,
like
yeah,
it's a situation, right? You know that this is to do some business,
the real deal.
Yes.
So I would say, like, do like, you know, talk to friends. If you have questions, like, always talk to us too. Like, we're your, I guess, like, you know, vagina girl. Where you'd love to chit chat. But yeah, like I would say maybe find a cup that's like a little bit smaller. Intimina is just like one I know. I know other girlfriends who use the Luna cup. They ride or die for her. So I think there is a cup out there for you if you want to use the cup. So there's that. And then the other part too is I would say like, so maybe it could be size and also just like softness and fit. The other part for me is it's really twisting it. And what I did find is, like, it is going to hang out a little bit. For
me,
it just hangs out a little.
All the way or half? What's happening?
I think it's, like, when it's halfway. Mm-hmm. And then what I will say, so here I are. And it's kind of that suction.
And the thing is, and I know what you mean. Like, because I know when I've done it perfectly. I know it really is just like you gotta perfect it. Are you squatting?
Yeah.
Okay, you seem to be the expert. Tell us how to do it.
Okay, I will say there's two ways. If I'm in the shower, you said it earlier, and I love that. If you're in the shower, I think that's the easiest. If it's your first time, you're easing into cups, get it wet. You know, and then also there's tons of YouTube videos. We like us talking about it isn't really gonna help, but if you look it up, how to fold it, there's like 3, 4, 5 different folds that you can do to get it, you know, up your hoo-ha, your vagina, and that's gonna be super helpful. But I like to get it wet. I personally do the U-fold or the heart fold. I stick it in, like I said, more straight, not quite diagonal. And then I kind of bear down. Like I'll do a little bit of like, you know, like a hip, little mini twerk. If I can't feel it, it's good. You're good to go. At least 12 hours. I don't have to worry about it.
Exactly.
And that's amazing.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
So, and then I would say if I'm doing it, like, maybe in the bathroom, I'm not getting in the shower. I'll have time for all that. Like, I will just sort of wipe, make sure I get everything as, like, clear as possible. I'll do the same U-fold.
Maybe that's
and then, like,
the key.
Spread with your fingers. Yeah.
Plot twist, because maybe when I'm thinking I'm leaking, it's just because I, like, inserted it and, like, there was blood happening on the remnants or something. That might be okay.
I think that is like for me.
That's why
I
want
to
be in the shower, because I know that it's completely no blood right now. Like, wow.
So I think by like wiping, then I can kind of bear down. I do like my same little, you know, twerk action, make sure she's in there.
So what, tell us, are you in a squat position?
Yes. Well, I mean, like, I'm on the toilet. So like if I'm in the shower, I am like in a squat position. Not quite, it's like, y'all know I squat low. But if I'm in the shower, it's sort of just like I feel like I'm like in a pre-twerk position.
Okay, yes.
And then like when I'm actually in on the toilet, I'm just like, you know, we're two fingers spreading everything, going that way.
Okay, I don't use fingers. I just, like, try and...
Yeah. You gotta kind of spread it.
Okay.
Like, you can't just shove it in there.
Plot twist. Yeah. Okay, okay.
We learning.
And I say, I love the Diva cup, actually, because I used it I'm on my cycle right now, but my last cycle, I exclusively only used my Diva cup. And, like, it's a good tool to have. I'm so
absolutely
happy I have it.
Yeah.
I'm so happy I have it.
I think for me, too, like, what I did when I was in the corporate Americas, I would keep one at home and then one in the office, because I got so tired of running out and buying tampons all the time. This is, like, and I get this kind of comes from, like, a slight place of privilege, like being able to afford to diva cups like 2 cups. However,
but they have like $20 online.
True, and like I don't ever have to buy tampons.
Right,
again.
Exactly.
So
exactly.
I would say like do the math. Mm-hmm. You know, like 2 boxes of tampons is almost gonna put you at diva cup.
Mm-hmm.
There's coupons.
Exactly.
There's ways around it.
That's so smart, because are we talking about that today? That your period will just pop up in the middle of the day?
Oh, we are. Well, yeah. That's actually more of like a different episode, mm-hmm. but we do have a couple of like tips and tricks.
Right.
But yeah, I guess we'll like, great point. We'll move on to the questions that we got from our listeners. So we'll kind of do this like a quick round, but how long do they last? I would say manufacturer rules are kind of 2 years.
Uh-huh.
I have had mine before I lost it for 3. And as long as
I probably should think about buying a new one then, because like we went to Iceland a very long time ago, but I don't use it a lot.
Yeah. I would say as long as you're keeping it clean and it feels right for you,
okay.
like you can go, perfect. You know, buy what works for you. I know a woman who's had hers for 10 years.
Why she don't buy a new one? Just wait.
I,
baby girl, I know you.
Look,
situation.
That $30 is going to stretch.
God dang.
Until she loses it. So I don't know.
Okay, but the Diva Cup says 2 years.
Yeah, I would say like look at each manufacturer has different rules.
Okay.
Most of them are kind of like once it starts changing colors.
Okay.
It happens, time to change.
Okay, and then we talk about how to clean.
Yeah, you
okay.
like what's your trick?
So literally, I always just boil water, and I used to use a tea kettle. Now I just use like a pot of water. Mm-hmm. But I like literally, I want it to boil for like 30 minutes. And I know that like boiling water, like it's the temperature, like it doesn't get hotter. Like
no, yes.
water boils at
decreasing,
that temperature,
actually.
Right, whatever.
Right.
So like, I like boil water, and then I have a specific teacup that I use. I put my Diva cup inside of a teacup, and then I pour the water in there. And I do like 3 cycles of that. I like let it sit, blah, blah, blah. Like mm-hmm. I do that like a few times, but I think because I remember Jazz, you told me the way you do it.
Yes.
And then I remember I did it like I was living with my partner
yeah.
at the time when I first got my Diva cup. I was like, I can't do that here.
Right.
So that's how I did the tea cup. But tell us how you do it.
My husband has no idea what's happening.
Is it the same pot at least every time?
It typically is.
No,
so
just make it. Oh, and you cooking it too?
Yes. Okay, so we're going to get into it.
True.
So typically the manufacturer rules are that like you want to use, you want to boil your cup. So if you're not going to use a soap, like you definitely want to boil it. I truthfully boil it maybe every 2 to 3 cycles. I don't think I boil it every cycle.
See, I do the teacup every cycle.
Okay.
And sometimes like...
probably far more efficient. Yeah. For me, I just like, I literally get the water boiling. I throw the cups in there. I have more than one right now. So I throw all of them in there all at once.
And what have you done to them before?
So prior to like me getting to that boiling stage, I do clean it basically every time I use it.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not using like the Diva Cup wash, then I will rinse it out by hand and use some kind of like antibacterial, non-scented, you know, very basic soap. I don't like bar soap, but that's just me. So I'll use like some kind of soap. I'll clean it that way. And then we go from there. So I typically, that's why, like, you know, I'm cleaning each and every cycle. I am wiping it out every time. It's, like, totally clear. And then I'm using some kind of soap. So, there's that.
Yeah, and then when I'm boiling, I do use Dr. Bronner's. And also, like, on my cycle, when I'm in the shower, I'm, like, using, like, I'm, like, cleaning off with hot water in the shower and, like, pouring Dr. Bronner's inside. I, like, literally, like, will, like, put water inside, put my hand on top and, like, shake it in the shower. Like, it's a thing. I, like, and I also have my teacup inside with me to, like, put it in there.
That sounds very involved.
It's now that I'm thinking about it, I feel like I'm, like, standing my Diva Cup again. Like, I feel like I got so in love with my things. And, like, now I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I remember my relationship with my Diva Cup, and it's super cute.
Yeah. I would say, I mean, find what works for you. What I am contemplating, and we'll kind of get into this, like, maybe in, like, the dislikes. But I think I might just get a special pot. I know that's, like, not how germs work. But it's, like, when you think about how germs work, they're
it's
all
not even
big.
About germs. And I guess, like... I appreciate you because you're, like, taking away the stigma because, it's not a big deal. But I think it's more so just, like, Jasmine, you're putting your fucking Diva Cup in the fucking pot that you're cooking your pasta in. But, you're right. That's not, like, the water is hot and boiling
it's
and that's killing the germs.
Right.
You're not putting, like, your, like, straight-blooded Diva Cup, but... Right. I use it. That is smart. It's going to be like $8 for Marshalls to just buy a Diva Cup pie.
Yeah, exactly. So I do it that way. I just boil them out once. I'm doing it like, maybe once every 3 months.
Why don't you do it every cycle?
We'll get into this in the dyslexia too. I'm just lazy.
No, you should do it every cycle. I probably should.
It probably is better.
Maybe yours is getting cleaner because you're like putting them in there. But like,
I'm also washing it like everyone. I think like I do typically. I don't know. I think I just know my body. I'm like, we don't need all that just yet.
So, I feel that.
But there's that. The other benefits, like I said, y'all check out the Intimina. She has her own carrying case with that. Almost all cups will come with their own carrying case, which is great. But Intimina literally folds up to like a size of. Like a quarter. It's bigger than a quarter.
But. A dollar. Those like dollar coins.
Yeah, like maybe like three of those stacks up. Yeah. So she's really cute. She's small. Reusable. Zero waste. You don't have to worry about tampons. Mm-hmm.
And it seems like you're talking about the benefits.
We are going.
Right.
Yeah. So we're just like, you know, why you can't go wrong. And you can't fill it. As long as I've tried, I have not been able to fill it.
When it's in, it's actually very impressive how, because when I think about other period alternatives. They're great, but like you can tell. But the Diva Cup, when that thing is in right, you're like, whoa, like how impressive. And sometimes I gotta like kind of like flex my vagina to make sure it's like in there.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is that thing yet? Cause so once it's when you've had it in for a while, it actually will like go up a bit and like it's kind of
it'll kind of move with you. Yeah. But it feels natural, which
exactly.
Is nice.
And it's like, and you can't even tell that it's in you. It's like you can like literally walk around.
Your body's amazing.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another part. I think
that is the huge benefit. You can be naked. You can cuddle naked. You can like be in bed naked.
You can. I've done ziplining, ATVing, horseback riding. I love wearing it to the beach. Like if you got that thong swimsuit, you know, you just want to shave the cheeks. It works for that. I'd also imagine it's great for sex workers. I have no idea. But like, I don't know if you're like, you know, on the pole or something.
I remember that used to be a conversation with Diva Cup. You can have sex with it on or what?
No, that's more the disc.
Okay.
So we'll get into that in another episode. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so no, because that stem is going straight up.
Yeah, I was about to say, I heard that, but I was like, I've worn it and I don't think I'm trying to like invite a penis inside.
No, gracias.
But you can get like your vagina, your clit can get played with.
I think like you can wear regular panties and like he would have no idea. You just be like, oh,
exactly.
Okay.
If you just like tell him to stay
exactly
at the clit, like,
right.
Don't stick no fingers
inside.
You're
probably okay. And it lasts a very long time, like we said, a few years at minimum. Mm-hmm. So there's that. And then we'll just like quickly glaze over the dislikes and then the questions.
Because it's important to be honest. Like, I think for me, it's the like, there's a huge possibility of error if you don't put it in right. Like, you will leak and it will suck. So you have to just like do the research. You have to like try. For me, I say insert it in the shower and wait a little bit before you get out because then you'll know if you're leaking or not.
And I think for me, like, it's not so much a problem of leaking as it is just discomfort. But I just implore you, like, don't cut the stem until maybe you've worn it a few times and you realize, like, if you can feel it or not. Because it hurt. Like,
yeah,
I think
never
I was like,
cut mine. Like, I just have the stem there. It helps you find it if it's, like, moved up a bit.
It does, right. So I would say, like, maybe leave the stem at where it is. If it's really uncomfortable and you know your body, go ahead and cut it. Like I said, this is also just me being lazy, but like for me boiling the cup and like getting its own pot, like that's actually been a whole thing. I think of like every other cycle, I'm like, maybe I should just get my own pot.
Yes. Or even if it's just like literally using whatever pot you've been using. Now you literally only use it for the Diva Cup. You ain't even got to go buy a new one.
I think for me, it's slightly exciting. Like I get it.
Oh, Jasmine, my next one is to defunction. Wait, what am I talking about? Dislikes. I don't know. I'm stressed.
So you had one though, like what's happening with
your
laying down.
Oh my goodness, yes. I think I text you this. Like
you did.
This was at least a year ago. Literally, like, so the thing
this
about
is just
the
a Kyle thing. Maybe I'll have
right.
the same fear.
I wonder if anyone else feels this way. So the thing about one day I'm like laying down and I know my Diva Cup is full because I had it in for about 9 hours and I'm just like, where the fuck is this blood going? I'm like, I'm laying and I'm doing it now. My head's getting fucked up again about it. Because the Diva Cup is in you and you know that
it's
the
just collecting.
Blood is
it's literally
in you.
Not absorbing.
But
yet.
Then, oh, I'm so scared. You lay down and what the fuck? The blood is like squoosh
for
around
me,
in your fucking vagina.
But I'm like, oh, we don't ask the same questions if you're wearing tampons.
But
so
we talked
like,
about this. It's absorbing.
Yes, right. But I was
I'm
like,
so stressed
you're
out right
still
now.
Wearing something that's been absorbed for hours.
That's true,
and
too.
And you're like, still
and it's
some
fucking foreign ass cotton. You right. Yeah.
With chemicals.
Right. And that's why it ain't no problem. But it is like a small thing that I got to think about. Why, like, imagine doing a handstand with your Deepa cup in. Jasmine's going to come out your nose, and I'm terrified.
Okay, so we're going to get a real doctor on here. And
right, no,
that.
That is interesting. Like, okay,
but yes.
Is your cervix stopping something?
What I will say is, like, having slept with it in, like, I will wake up, and I'm like, huh, I'm sure it's probably kind of full. And I've gotten close to being full. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you take out the cup, so when you're removing it, what you'll notice, it looks like it looks just like a... Okay, it's not a cup of juice, but like it's just like it's a full. Like you can see how much it's filled, mm-hmm. and it's not as though like other stuff is like up there.
Exactly, and it's like not gross. That's always my favorite part. You like take the Deepa cup out, and like you don't got no blood on your fingers.
Right,
it's like literally, it's perfect.
It's very clean. I would say for those that are like germaphobes mm-hmm. and stuff, you might mm-hmm. enjoy this more because
ooh,
it's a little bit less mess. Like it's literally just like a dump and rinse
mm-hmm.
and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. And then okay, we'll just finish up with the questions.
Mm-hmm.
But we got a couple questions
you
from our
the
friends.
Perfect question for next.
Yeah, so like how to clean it in public. We have like three things for this. I would say use a water bottle. Also, though, our number one is if you don't have to change it in public, don't do it. Just
literally,
wait till you get home.
That's my advice. Do not. I don't think I've ever changed it in public. It don't make sense to me. I think the water bottle makes sense.
Mm-hmm. I will say, like, having worked retail before and, like, you don't know when your shifts are. Maybe I, like, you know, woke up at 8. I put it in at 8. And now I'm, like, also at the shop at,
mm-hmm.
like, 9.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been over 12 hours, like, the recommended amount. I always try to find the family bathroom. That's the easiest for me. That way, because you have such a close proximity to the sink, you can pop it out. You can rinse it if you need to. And then reinsert it and you're good to go. I always... Always. If I am cleaning in public and I don't have a water bottle and it's a pinch and maybe I felt weird about it, I will completely wipe it out.
Okay. With just tissue?
Just tissue.
Mm-hmm.
What the Deepa cup does say is, like, make sure that the suction, like, little holes are also
mm-hmm.
clean. And then you can reinsert
Smart.
It.
Smart.
But for me, that works, like, as soon as I get home. On those kind of days, I probably will boil
mm-hmm.
it at the end of my cycle.
Because
mm-hmm. you don't want to do that too often, but... I would say for, like, myself, like I said, a 3 to 5 day period, usually on the 3 side, like,
mm-hmm.
I can be okay with that.
Yeah.
Next question?
Yeah, my next question for you, listeners, why you gotta change it in public? Where I'm just interested, though, because I know that that's a thing. I'm interested in the situations in which a person is just, like, out so long that that's just, they need to learn how to do it that way.
I think it is for, like, maybe the women or people who are, like, in retail. Like, retail, like, you know, your shift can change.
Mm-hmm,
maybe you
mm-hmm.
have to cover somebody else's shift.
That.
Like, that is hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I
avoid
will say, like,
it, but if you have to, the water bottle sounds like it makes so much sense in a family bathroom.
Yes.
Because then you got everything you need right in front of you.
Yeah. And you'll find what works for
and
you.
And Jasmine, also, this is so random, but I just know these things about you.
Okay.
Should I not tell it?
Go ahead.
Where do you sometimes dump your... I always dump my blood down the toilet.
Same.
Oh, I thought you said you dump it down the sink sometimes.
What?
No! Who told me that? I feel like someone has told me that.
Maybe where you're getting confused. Like, I always dump it in the toilet just because I also am like, this is a little... Typically, I'm kind of excited. I'm like, ooh, this is a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll dump it in the toilet
mm-hmm.
if need be, or if I have the bathroom to myself. Maybe I'm not in the family bathroom, if I'm just in a stall, I'll still dump it
mm-hmm.
wipe it out
mm-hmm.
and then I will go to the sink and
okay.
rinse it out.
Okay.
So yeah,
I wonder if someone has told me that, or is that a subconscious dream or something?
Maybe a subconscious dream. Also, maybe don't, just because, like, that's a lot of your bodily fluids
Ooh.
Going down a sink. Then, like, I already get nerfed. No.
Okay, well, sorry. Next question. How do you pee with it in? I actually think that's one of my favorite parts, because when I was using tampons, I would literally change every time I peed.
And you had to hold the string.
Yes.
String.
Well, I wouldn't, and it would get wet, so I'm like, well, I'm changing
Gross.
This bitch.
Yeah, absolutely.
But literally, you just pee. I don't even... Yeah. It's funny sometimes, because sometimes, like, because... It's about, like, the flex of your vagina. Like, sometimes I'll, like, pee. Maybe it's, like, maybe I'm drunk or something. And I'm peeing and I'm flexing. I'm, like, I hope this Deepa cup don't fall into the toilet. But that's never happened. But sometimes I have that fear.
Yeah.
Depending on how long I've had it in. Because it just becomes so in tune with your body. But, mm-hmm. You literally just pee. Like,
same with like the poo.
Exactly.
What I have found is like, if I'm just like at work, typically this only happens when I'm at work. But if I'm at home, I'll take it out and do what I have to do.
Okay. But see, I'd be too worried about the return, putting it back in. I'm keeping that bitch in.
True.
Until hour 13.
You might just have to do a little jiggle or something, like maybe shift to the side, but you're right. Yeah, pee and poo, you are A-okay. It stays in place. And then how do you know if it's secure? For me, like I said, I mentioned like my little twerk movements that I do, the kind of bear down. Do you have any ideas?
No, I literally just put it in and stay in the shower and see if I'm leaking.
Okay, so there's one. And then like the last question we had too was, does it stay in place while sleeping? Quite frankly, this is what got me most hyped. I love sleeping with my cup. There's like nothing
more. I sleep
more.
Naked sometimes.
True.
It feels also good to do that on your period.
And I think like just having though the cup though, like I know it's not going to fill up. It's not going to leak for me. It's like, it just, you bet your bottom, you know, it's going to stay in place. Even with working out, like for me, I like wearing my cup during hot yoga, during like, you know, if I have to go for a run or something, I think it's like really easy. It doesn't really move too much. Or if it does move, it doesn't move to a place where it's uncomfortable. So that's great. And also, like, let's say, you know, you had a new boo's house. Maybe he don't really know. Like, men also don't know if you have the cup, unless he's like, right, searching for it.
Exactly.
You're not gonna know.
No, that's very true.
So yeah, I think that's about it. So yeah, if you have any other questions, did we miss anything?
No, I think, again, I think we just want to like promote, like, try new things. Yeah. Like, I feel like in 2019 the cup doesn't feel so foreign. But I think
it's been 20 years, y'all.
I do think there are a lot of people who probably still feel hesitant, but I want to most like be like, it's so sanitary.
Yeah, it is.
It's so helpful. True. And it becomes so affordable. I mean, you know, you take that initial hit, but I've had mine for 2 years. Jasmine has had one for 3 years. Like, that's a great investment, and it works. We're not just like on here being like, saying these things and like having like these terrible cycles, like,
true,
they work. It's not messy. I don't change it in public, if I'm being honest, but like it lasts until I get home. Yeah. And I'm never full. So that is the thing. This is all about menstruation cups. Watch some YouTube videos, honestly.
I think, yeah, that was something I had never thought about before until you said it. So I would definitely say, if you've tried it, let us know. We would love to hear more about it. You can find us at Vaginas of Color on Instagram, or Vaginas of Color, the podcast, at Gmail. But yeah, you bring up, you know, absolutely excellent points. It is, you know, it's worth a try. So I think if you have questions, we are more than happy to chit chat with you about it.
Please, I'll teach you how to use it through your bathroom door.
True. Or even just like your girlfriends, like, I don't know, think about like the next generation of girls coming up, and like, how great would it be if everyone had like, you know, a little cup that could stick in their pocket, and you don't have to worry about tampon. Like, I mean, just if I had learned the cup before I learned the tampon, like, I'd be eons ahead. So,
exactly.
I don't know. Have this conversation with your friends, your daughters, your girlfriends, nieces, all of them. And yeah, let us know what you think about it.
Thank you so much. Rate, review, and share Vaginas of Color everywhere you listen to podcasts.
Talk to you later.
Bye.